The knight murmured. Leaves tossed themselves to the wet cobblestones of Baker Street. The overhead lamps leaked a yellow that made the raindrops spark like fireflies. It was good to be back with my dear friend Sherlock Holmes, even if I was only visiting for the evening and soon would return to Mary and our newborn son Samuel. I peered pensively from the window, as was my custom. Holmes smoked his pipe and rifled through the newspapers. Despite my mood, I felt at home with the dense smoke, the crackle of the paper, and Holmes's derisive snorts as he scanned the articles. "Why, look at this, Watson," he said. "Four more dead in the East End. Eviscerated, all of them. In each case, the police find their bones heaped into bizarre configurations. The intestines, brains, and limbs are smeared around the scene. According to the reports, the bodies look half-eaten. I'd say this is even more grotesque than Jack the Ripper." He paused. "Inspector Lestrade of Scotland Yard has no comment about possible suspects." "Yes, I've been following the case." I flipped back my coattails and settled into the armchair across from Holmes. Though the warmth from the fireplace seeped through my damp clothes and into my skin, I shivered slightly. Holmes pursed his lips, then tapped his pipe twice on the stem and puffed. Releasing the smoke in curls, he crossed his legs. He was excited by the mysterious events in the area of London he visited when desperate for opium. I knew his excitement meant he would have no need for the needle and drugs he kept hidden in the mahogany box in his desk. "What do you make of it, then?" he asked. As a medical doctor, I'd seen a lot of corpses, but never anything as gruesome as what was described in the newspapers. "The strangest aspect, Holmes, is how they say the bones are heaped. The geometries differ, but the precision is always exacting, and inside each stack of bones is a bizarre, yes, the spherical objects." Holmes narrowed his eyes. "Each is about 30 centimeters in diameter and apparently composed of bone, chiseled with arcane symbols that differ from object to object. Each has a hole the size of an eye, and if you look through that hole, you can see the opposite side of the sphere. Engraved there is a single symbol that also differs in each case. Most intriguing, wouldn't you say? The press jokes that a killer mathematician is on the loose." In spite of myself, I suppressed a chuckle. I somehow doubt it. Killers tend not to be found among the ranks of the Oxford Club.